Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
CBS High on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. Once upon a time, it was Yodeler Bliss. It was Engineer Bliss. It was Deckhand Bliss working at Disney. Jeff, we have good news. LA Times. Why Bob Iger's second act at Disney is looking brighter after a rough start. There have been lots of reports of challenges to the board, of people unhappy with the results or the handling of streaming. I see now that, according to the stock market, the Disney stock is up 23% the year to date, all looking positive. But we have this story that I need your interpretation. It says that the Disney cast members are going to unionize. That sounds positive. What does it mean, Jeff? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. As a former cast member, I was actually surprised to learn that this part of the employees at the parks were not in the union. So when I was there, I was an attraction host, or what people call a ride operator, and I was a Teamster. But I was just one union member of many throughout the park. I believe at that time they said there were 13 unions represented one way or another, covering 33 different trades. And that surprised the heck out of me to find out that the actors, the dancers, the singers and such weren't covered by that in the Disneyland parks. But apparently, it looks like they're going to be moving to being represented by Equity, which is what you often hear about with stage actors and such. But this is quite a change because so much of the park is wrapped up in these characters, the people who wear the costumes with the giant heads or dance or part of parades or stage shows. So this is quite a development for the parks. I'm sure it's going to be a good time for the union folks, but I think it's going to be another additional cost that you'll find laid on the tickets for guests.
My testimony is the visits that I made to Disney World in Florida, the cast members, you know, the ones who dressed in the costumes to being Goofy or Pluto, they were always extremely kind to small children, extremely. I guess that's part of the work. They don't have to run the machines the way you did. They look for children to delight.
And they receive a certain kind of training, not just in terms of how to interpret or inhabit their character, but also in the way they work with children, with disabled guests, people who are, you know, intellectually challenged. There's kind of a whole set of protocols for the way they interact with different guests, but for the most part, certainly when they're on stage, as they say, when they're out in the park, they're all exceptional in the way they treat the guests.
Now, the challengers to the Disney board right now are not hostile to Disney. They want to improve the earnings, which is what the stock price now looks to be improving. They also have understanding of how to handle ESPN, ABC, all these moving parts. We'll come back to this, but right now it's a positive week for Disney. So we go to Dana Point, which, as I recall, is in Orange County. Where is it, Jeff? What is Dana Point?
Dana Point is a small seaside town, very nice, very, very quiet, beautiful, set along the bluffs there above the Pacific. Just gorgeous vistas. But they've been having problems there and south of there in San Clemente for several years now with eroding cliffs, the bluffs that have been sliding. And the latest has been this past few days has been some very nice homes on the cliffs that look like they could go any minute now. Now, some people say that, no, they're okay. But, you know, these cliffs, these bluffs are so hard to predict that oftentimes Amtrak will say, which has a train track that runs right along there at the base of the cliffs, will say, everything's great. We're going to continue from L.A. to San Diego. only to have to close it the next day because one of the bluffs have slid out. And so they have to go back to several days, weeks, or even months to get that repaired. This is an ongoing problem. We're starting to see a lot of the erosion hit these parts of Southern California, as well as the Central Coast and Northern California.
Remember, California is moving. It's headed towards Japan. It'll get there in several hundred million years. But in any event, right now, it's a moving story. So we go to the Vegas report. Jeff, that Super Bowl outpolled every other Super Bowl. I believe they said it matched Apollo 11. Now, the question is, what did it? I read much about the superstar Taylor Swift. But Jeff, Vegas isn't getting the credit. It was Vegas that staged the biggest Super Bowl of all. It has to be a factor.
I think Vegas did play into it somewhat. That was more for the people that were there. And, you know, oftentimes, it's just a slight bit of the backdrop. So much time is spent inside the stadium. But it did allow them to talk about something more than being located in, you know, playing the game in Pittsburgh or in Tampa Bay or something. There is something special about Vegas. This was the first time an NFL championship had been held there. It went great. Everybody seems to be very happy with it, including most of the curmudgeons in Vegas who usually complain about every big event that ties up traffic or, you know, causes extra problems. But this one seemed to go very well in Vegas itself. And of course, as you've alluded to, the fact that you had a romance between one of the star players on the championship team, Kansas City, with a very well-known pop songstress, drew a lot more eyes, and certainly, you know, more female eyes, they say, and more, you know, younger eyes, who are all part of that singer's following.
I was entertained by this fact that the teams, the two composing teams and their staffs, were kept a half an hour outside of Vegas. And I thought, that's odd. Don't they have hotel rooms? Turns out they didn't want to catch them at the gambling tables. Now, Jeff, the NFL used to fear Las Vegas, and it said that it was getting over it. It feared being part of the gambler's world. They seem to have given into it, except for this odd idea that we don't want the players having fun like as everybody else does.
It was a smart move, keeping them out of the limelight, certainly around the neon lights around the strip, because as you point out, there are a lot of temptations there, not just gambling, but you have a whole other set of things that can lead to excess and problems. And we have the people separated and, you know, they're kind of cloistered or sequestered, however you want to put it, out there in the outer areas of the Vegas metropolitan area. They're not going to be photographed with any, you know, strange characters. They're not going to be put in compromising positions. They're really kind of in these compounds, and they're there for the week or so that they're in Vegas prepping for the game. And as you saw, none of them got in trouble.
There's going to be a train from somewhere near L.A., what, Cucamonga. That train is to go right to Las Vegas. How long is it going to take, Jeff?
They say it's going to take about 2 hours or so. It's a 218-mile journey. It actually takes a little more than that. But it's in the process of being built now. They've already received almost $6 billion. From the federal government, and they're going to probably get several million dollars more from private entities. They believe the whole thing will end up costing about $12, $13 billion. And it's going to go right down the middle of a freeway, at least that's the plan, from Rancho Cucamonga, which is about 37 miles east of L.A., on out that way. And so it'll be a pretty exciting addition, and they expect it to be ready to begin service maybe around 2027.
Mountain lion versus a canine. Who won, Jeff? We have 30 seconds.
Sad to say, it looks like the lion won in terms of inflicting injuries, but the dog did survive. It's doing well, and it was kind of a little story here in L.A. Another example of people up against wildlife in the L.A. area.
And the mountain lion, is it okay? Did it escape? Is it one of those numbered mountain lions?
Doesn't appear to be one of those numbered or monitored lions, and so he's out running around the hills waiting for another opportunity.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch and Vegas Report. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.